21001 is our text number if you'd like to get in touch today. A genealogist and historian is on a mission to restore dignity to forgotten psychiatric patients buried in unmarked graves. Anna Perger has already spent 2 years providing names to graves at Pukenui Cemetery in the Waikato. And those graves belong to more than 450 psychiatric patients from Pukenui Hospital, which opened in 1912 and closed its doors in 1998. Now, there are further calls to identify the graves of up to 1,000 patients from Sunnyside Psychiatric Hospital, which are buried at Sydenham Cemetery in Christchurch. And Anna has offered to help. She joins me now from Masterton. Hi there, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I'm so fascinated by the work you do, which must be a bit of a mix of history and genealogy and a bit of detective work. Would that be right?
That's correct. And a lot of research and walking through books and documents and things, yeah.
A lot of time spent on the internet. Mm. How painstaking is that work for each name that you identify?
Each person, well, what I normally, well, what I had done for Tokanui, I would print out a profile page that I had made up. And each person is given a profile of when they died, some basic details, where they're buried in the cemetery or where it says that they're buried in the cemetery, which tended to sometimes change. And just maybe even family, just some basic genealogy stuff. So that takes care of that part. And then the next thing would be to go into... contact birth, deaths, and marriages. You know, when did they actually die? Are they actually a registered death? Because there were sometimes I came across people that weren't actually registered in the New Zealand birth, deaths, and marriages. So, sort of just digging around, seeing what I could find, going to their families' genealogy sites, or just they may have already started, and sometimes it'd be family members looking, and that'd be one way of they knew that their family member had been in the psychiatric hospital, but didn't know what happened to them, or and if they did they move on, or did they die? Well, where were they buried? And they couldn't find them, let alone most people didn't even know where Tokanui was. They assumed it was elsewhere in the country. So just because it was called Tokanui, it was called Tokanui Hospital. So there may have been a bit of confusion for some people where they were actually, and what hospital they were in.
Yeah, and particularly, I mean, there are, I guess, hang-ups and secrecy and shame around mental illness even now, but back in those days it was just presumably not even discussed.
Yeah, definitely, no, it wasn't our uncle that was there, it wasn't granddad or grandma or mother or whatever. It was just put under the carpet. We just don't talk about that, And, of course, over a couple of generations, who were they? The next generation's asking, well, who were they? Or if they have an interest in genealogy, I didn't know how we had a grandfather or, that type of thing. And then they dig a bit more and trying to find where they are buried, which in most cases, at Tokanui especially, because the cemetery there wasn't a public cemetery. It was for a little while, but then it got taken into just the hospital because the hospital closed. And then it became under the Department of Conservation because it was closed. It was just an empty building now, and the cemetery itself ended up being in the middle of a research farm.
Anna, what drove you to get involved with you personally?
It sort of all started looking for an in-laws, great-great-grandmother. Well, we knew that, yes, she had been admitted, but we didn't know where she was buried. So we did some looking around. I contacted the Waipa District Council, and they said, know, we haven't got her in the other cemeteries at all. She said, would she have been in a mental institute? And I said, yes, she would have been. She said, well, why not try the Tokanui cemetery? So I said, thank you very much, and then try to find information on the Tokanui cemetery. That wasn't very easy because it wasn't a public document. It was something that had been put together by a genealogy society back in 1991, I think, and it just listed the names with some plot numbers, and sometimes, you know, it was only just a surname, sometimes no plot number, sometimes no details, so I had to sort of start from scratch and work my way through there. And we finally found that's where she was. And yes, there was her name, Mary Lane, and that's, you know, sort of that was good. And then sort of doing some more, what did the cemetery look like, and what did, you know, what was the hospital, and sort of there was photos around, and I spotted one particular photo that just showed a, you know, farms will have a paddock where, you know, they may put a sick cow or sheep or something like that, and there was all these bones of dead animals, and then you could see, because Tokanui itself is on a bit of a slope, you saw all these ground divots of possible graves. You know, you could sort of see where the ground had sunk a bit, and that became very evident once we had a scan done, plus also you know, one of those aerial cameras. And that was quite evident that that's where the cemetery was. And
wow,
we roughly found out where she was buried.
And this is still just you looking for your sole family member.
Was still looking for the family member. And
let me just interrupt you for a moment. I'll come back to the interview in a moment.
Yep.
Stay there.
Yep.
I just wanted to share with New Zealand, we've just got the Ministry of Health information through. It's a much lower number today, 134 community cases of COVID-19. 134, and I'll take you through that media release in a few minutes, but that's the big headline number so far for people who've been hanging out for it. So, Anna, you obviously got the bug, or was it that... Yeah. Well, I guess if you knew your great-grandmother's story or your great-great-grandmother's story, you assumed that there would... Sorry, that everyone... Basically, everyone in that graveyard would have a similar story and might similarly kind of not have the dignity of people knowing where they're buried.
Yeah, exactly. I have received a lot of phone calls from family members because once it became public that, you know, there was a cemetery and it was in a bit of a disgrace, and it was around the time of getting close to Anzac Day, and I had picked up that there were some ex-servicemen buried there as well, which they are mentioned on the wall, the memorial wall, but some of them aren't mentioned because I can't access the information. I mean, you know, if there's an AZ or an AF Smith, you go to the military site and sort of look up the records of a person, A.F. Smith, you know, it might be about 400 of them, you know, to go through and find out each one, whether that one was admitted to Tokanui. You know, it just became too difficult to access that sort of information. That was too new.
Okay. Just while we've got time, Anna, I better ask you about Sunnyside, and is it a similar sort of challenge to as you found in Tokanui, or is it different, the work there?
It's a different. It'll be a challenge, providing it'll make it easier if they're just going to stick or use a memorial wall, or are they wanting to know exactly where everyone is buried?
Okay.
It'll be a totally different challenge. Who was buried where in Tokanui, that was a good challenge. But the names, once I identified who was buried there, then, you know, that was a little bit easier. But to then put those names against plot numbers, that was a challenge and a half, and yeah, that was a lot of research. But if they're only, if the Sunnyside team is looking at just putting a wall up, then they have to look at, is it just the ones in Sydenham Cemetery? Because there's two other cemeteries where ex-patients were buried. So are they looking at all the patients from Sunnyside or only the ones buried at that particular cemetery? So, okay. You know, there's sort of things that they need to have a scratch of their head about and what it is that they're actually wanting to do. And if they're wanting to do plot numbers, et cetera, and that, well, then that is a different thing again.
Great. You give us a report once you've got your teeth into it, Anna, and I don't doubt you'll reach your target. Nice to talk to you. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for talking to me.